newspapers 5 or so years ago. The attacks always were grouped. The weapon was always a sharp knife. The victim was always an unusually attractive young lady. The newspapers called it the case of Nick the Knife. T4Y opening the doors of the Mystery Playhouse. You can come in. We won't hurt you tonight. Not very much, that is. Our tale is concerned with a terror that ravaged a city for many months. It was solved, finally, by your good friend, Ellery Queen, who's here to tell you all about it.
Well, tonight's mystery is the grim tale of a crime that terrified a city. I call it The Adventure of Nick the Knife.
Well, I'll say goodnight here, Lou.
Oh, but Gladys, your house is a block away.
Oh, you know, Pa. He gets awful mad when I stay out this late with a fella.
Well, I know, but I don't like you walking the rest of the way alone in this dark neighborhood, Gladys.
Oh, you're sweet. Well, good night, Lou.
Okay. Good night.
Gee. Gosh, it is dark tonight. Well, I sure hope Pa ain't waiting up for me. I got... Who's that under the tree? Pa. Pa, is that you?
Well, here's the lunch, beautiful. Here's where I shove off.
Okay, Jimmy.
You get on my right, Cappy? It's pretty foggy in the waterfront tonight.
And you'd care a lot, wouldn't you, if something happened to me?
So talk like. Hey, there it goes. Come back, Cappy.
Jimmy, you didn't even kiss.
Oh.
Yourself tonight, Dad.
Don't play innocent, Avery. There's the radio.
Well, we did have the late news on, Dad.
Any clue in this one, Inspector?
Nope. Girl died without recovering consciousness.
Oh, dear.
In spite of all our warnings, these girls will keep frequenting lonely spots after dark. And he gets them.
Ellery, couldn't you help find out who he is?
I wish I could, Nicky.
Of course, this fiend, the papers have named Nick the Knife as psychotic, probably paranoid, but that's not much help. As for his victims, they have nothing in common except they're all female and attractive. I'm afraid, Dad, the best you can hope for is a lucky break.
Better come soon, son, or I'll be out of a job. Hey, well, I'm going to bed.
Night, Dad.
Night, Inspector. Which reminds me, I'm tired. Would you hand me my hat, Ellery?
Just where do you think you're going?
Going? Home.
After midnight, alone, Nikki?
Oh, Ellery, that's ridiculous.
Is it? Come on, I'll see you home.
First time we've been out together since you took me home last week.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to make it a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this new park is beautiful. Ellery. Ellery!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never mind. When you're thinking up a new mystery plot, a girl may as well be playing solitaire. What's that over there?
There, that's the entrance to the maze.
Entrance to the what?
The maze. M-A-Z-E. Theseus killing the Minotaur.
Oh, you mean a labyrinth.
Oh, in parks they're called mazes, Nikki. A crazy arrangement of crisscrossing paths that get nowhere. This one is enclosed in high wall and has a glass roof over it.
Oh, how silly.
No, it's fun. There's only one exit, that gate there where the policeman is talking to that...
Well, he's talking to Sergeant Feely.
Oh, by George, he is. Sergeant!
Ah, I'll get in the front door. Maestro, Miss Porter.
Hi, Sergeant.
What are you two doing here?
Admiring the new park. How about you?
Nick's a nice case. Oh. The inspector figures the opening of a new park will draw a Nick like a fly in a mustard. The place is it's filled with extra detail.
Yeah, it's a good thing, too. Sergeant, who is that handsome young cop you were just jabbering with there at the entrance?
Huh?
Why, he's disappeared.
Yeah, I told him to go inside and have a look around. Nice kid, Endicott. He's just been reinstated in the force. He stopped a Nazi sniper's bullet a couple of weeks before VE Day and got his honorable discharge.
Some hunk of man.
I'm sure if you want to meet Officer Endicott Nikki, Sergeant Feely.
A girl screaming.
Nick, the knife. Come on, Nikki, you stay away. Hold down, Nikki.
Hillary.
Don't argue, Nikki. Do it.
I told her the next one to die.
Give it to me, Billy.
Here you are. That's Endicott's whistle.
I'm going in.
Wait for me.
No, Vic and Dealey, you stay here. This is the only exit from the maze. Nobody's come out since that girl screamed.
Nick, the knife is trapped inside. We got him. I better whistle for help, too.
If anyone tries to get out, shoot the kill.
I don't get it.
Another dead end past this maze. Endicott, officer, where are you? Blow that whistle again so I can...
Stand still or I'll blow a hole through your back. Drop the gun. Drop it. Okay. Now turn around and keep your hands high.
Policeman. I thought... you're Endicott, aren't you? I'm Ellery Queen.
Inspector Queen's son?
Yes. Where's the girl? Have you seen a man? Officer, for heaven's sake, we're wasting time.
The only man I've seen in here is you. How do I know this isn't a trick?
Oh, yeah, reach in my pocket. You'll find my wallet and identification.
Yeah.
Satisfied?
Okay. Sorry. Here's your gun, Mr. Queen. Follow me.
Did you find the girl?
Yeah. Take this turn.
Is she dead?
No. She's bleeding bad, though. Had to apply tourniquets to both her wrists.
Here. Through this hedge, Mr. Queen.
There she is.
Pulse is pretty fair. These tourniquets did the trick, officer. Good work.
Thanks.
Unconscious. I wonder who she is.
I can tell you, Mr. Queen. Her name's Jane Stepley.
How do you know?
I recognized her. She lives in the boarding house where I room. I've passed her in the hall lots of times. Not much to look at, huh?
Well, Nick's change is pattern, all right. A daylight attack and a homely girl.
I better take a look around.
All right, but watch yourself, Endicott.
Watch yourself.
Jane Stepley. What he did to your face. Oh, ambulance.
Billy,
is that you?
Maestro, where are you?
Follow my voice, Billy.
Say some more, son.
Dad, how did you get here so quickly? Right here. Oh, Nicky.
The inspector was cruising in a squad car right in the park with... Oh.
Stay back, Nicky. Ambulance man. Hey, you better get it to the hospital fast.
Her name is Jane Stepley, Dad.
I can wait. Where's the officer who was here?
Endicott, searching the maze. Sergeant, did you have any luck at the entrance?
Just one guy, Maestro, trying to get out. And who do you think it is?
All right, ambulance man. We'll see you at the hospital. You men, bring Snow Summers over here.
Snow Summers, the hophead, Dad?
Dies in, doesn't it, sir?
What a ready little man. And look at his eyes, Hillary. Just pinpoint.
Effects of the drug he takes, Nikki. Snow Summers.
Oh, let me go. You got me wrong. I need a knife to go in.
Summers, you're up to the eyeballs. What did you do with the knife?
Knife? Not a cape pin to strap on me. Let me go, will you? Let me go. Let me go.
Dad, I just found it under that shrub tossed away.
Ooh, what a wicked-looking thing.
That's your knife, Snow, isn't it?
No. I didn't cut nobody.
Why waste time, Inspector? He's a hot. He was the only one in the maze, so he's nicked the knife.
Oh, now, listen. I come here to pick up some pennies, yeah? I wouldn't lie to you. I'm a dip, see? Okay, well, dip, but I ain't no dame cutter. I ain't some Dow Sandro, so I think I better faint, see? This cop's talking.
Bring him downtown. He'll talk there.
Let go, boy. Let go.
Officer Endicott with another prisoner. Oh, but Ellery, that little man can't be Nick the Knife. He's so jolly looking.
Yes. Who's this now, officer?
Inspector, I found this one here in the maze. Roosting up in a tree.
A tree? Hiding, huh? What's your name?
Hodges. Joyce K. Hodges.
Ellery.
The K is for Kennicott, but I changed to K for Kilmer. Joyce Kilmer Hodges. You see, I love trees.
You love trees?
Yes. Trees are so green, you know.
Trees are so green.
Yes.
Joyce K. Hodges. Ellery, that case in the papers 2 years ago.
Yes, that's bad. Recall this man's wife left him for another man. Particularly nasty mess. Hodges tried to kill her.
With a knife. Now look at him.
Yes, Mr. Hodges.
Yes?
Ever been in a big sort of hospital, Mr. Hodges?
Oh, that, I'm perfectly well now, you know.
I see. Do you recall your wife, Mr. Hodges?
Gloria. Oh, yes, indeed.
She was young, I suppose. Pretty?
Very young. Very pretty. Oh, parks. How I love parks and trees. Isn't that tree green?
What tree? Hillary, he's looking at me.
Take him away.
Come on, little acorn.
Bastard. Now it can not only be Snow Summers the Hophead, but Mr. Joyce Kilmer Trees Hodges.
Inspector.
What, Beanie?
Now, take it easy, Inspector.
Take what easy, Beanie?
The boy just found another one.
Another one? Sure there aren't any more.
Oh, no, he's the last. One of the boys found him laying under a bush sleeping.
Sleeping? Bring him here.
Okay, come on, bring him in here.
Is that the man? That tremendous fat man? look at his hands.
He is a brute, isn't he?
What's your name?
Adolf Blutner.
Blutner. What do you do for a living, Glutner?
Butcher.
Butcher? Yeah. You working at your trade, Glutner?
Right. Laid off. Not for months already. No meat.
No meat. It's too bad. You enjoyed your work,
Yeah. Sharp knife, cut meat good. But now no meat, no good.
What were you doing in here today, Glutner?
My head hurts. I'm lonesome. I like see people.
Pretty girls, huh?
Yeah, pretty girls. Like Fräulein.
Me? Ellery.
There you are, Blutner.
Take him away.
All right, now for him to headquarters. Come on.
Well, Dad, it looks like a job.
Yep. Unless this latest victim can identify one of the three as her assailant. As soon as Jane Stepney can be questioned, we'll take Summers, Hodges, and Blutner down to the hospital and have her pick out Nick the Knife.
Dr. Barrows?
Ellery, you're sure they can't do any harm?
Calling Dr. Barrows.
I don't like them so close to me.
Ah, Nicky, each one is handcuffed to a detective.
Here's the doctor.
All right, Inspector.
Fine. Get those mugs on their feet, Peely.
Okay, man. Bring them in. And you three better behave, you understand?
No. No, please don't bring them near me.
Hey, Miss Stepney.
Doctor, somebody, please. No.
Now, just calm down, Miss Stepney.
May I?
Yes, go ahead.
Jane, listen to me. Nobody's going to hurt you anymore.
What?
They just want you to look at these three men, that's all.
Cut me. He's
coming. Take it easy, Miss Stepney. We'll have him out of here in no time at all.
Summers, step forward. Into the light near the bed. Now, will you take a good look at this man, Miss Stepney?
Was this the man, Miss Stepney?
I don't know. Take him away, please. Take them all away.
I need a shot. I need one bad.
Step back, Summers. Pick it. Bring Hodges over here. Will you look at this one, please?
She isn't a very green tree, is she?
Was it this man, Miss Stepney?
I don't know.
Take him aside. Okay. You, Blutner. Nice to watch this guy.
If I have knife, you do not touch me.
Shut up.
Sir, keep him back. Jane, just this last one. It was this big fat man, wasn't it?
How can I tell who it was when I didn't see who it was? I was walking along in the maze when all of a sudden I was grabbed from behind. Somebody very strong. A man's sweaty hand. I screamed and I struggled and then my face and my wrist. And that knife. My face. They won't let me see my face.
Your face will be all right, Mrs. Deathly. I've spoken to the doctors and they say you'll be out of here in a week. And then when you're all rested and healed, a little plastic surgery will...
I knew it.
We're finished anyway, Doctor. Okay, outside.
Oh.
Finished is right.
Unless the medics can tell us which one of them has nicked the knife.
Or the eminent Mr. Queen can come up with one of his brilliant suggestions.
As a matter of fact, I have one.
What is it, Ellie?
No, Dad. You turn Summerside and Bluton over to the psychiatrist first. I don't want to make this suggestion except as a last resort.
Come in, son. You too, Nicky.
What's up, Dad?
Ellie was just going to take you to dinner when we got your call to come to headquarters.
Doctors are stymied in the neck of the knife case.
I was afraid of that.
We shipped Summers, Bluter, and Hodges up to the state hospital in Stonewood 10 days ago, and they've been under observation ever since.
We got a lot of fancy reports on it, but nothing that says this guy has nicked the knife.
So, it's your move, Mr. Queen.
Yeah, what'd you have in mind, Maestro?
A trap.
Trap? What kind of trap, son?
Well, it's obvious that Nick the Knife isn't normal. He gets murderous impulses. When the impulse seizes him, he's got to use his knife. He can't resist it. What's more, he gets those impulses regularly. All 32 attacks were 1 week apart. But now it's 2 weeks since his attack on the Stepleader girl. He's overdue. If right now, tonight, he thought he was free and had a knife...
Well, then I'm glad he's not. Oh, you mean...
Yes. We can rig up our trap right at Stonewood State Hospital. Now, let's see. It's 7 o'clock now. A fast car, we can make it in 2 hours, so it'll be dark by the time we get there. Darkness, lonely country, woods all around. It's a perfect setup.
Say, that is an idea, Inspector. We can take up a big squad.
Release Bluteness, Summers, and Hodges.
See that there's some knives around they could swipe before we turn them loose.
Have each one tailed by 3 or 4 of our best men. Son, I buy it.
There's only one thing.
You bet. You've got everything for your trap up there but the bait, Mr. Queen. A pretty young girl. Why are you looking at me? Oh, no, I should say not. If you have any fantastic idea that I...
Now, Nicky, I've got it all figured out. You don't think I'd put you in any real danger, do you?
Now, there's no use talking. I simply refuse to
tell you. There won't be any danger for you, Nicky.
You don't have to be scared, Miss Carter.
Scared?
Here
in this glade, all alone, under a bright moon, at midnight, with a knife-toting maniac prowling in the woods looking for me. And he expects me to relax.
I'm right here behind this bush, Nicky, so close I can touch you.
Oh, why did I ever let you talk me into this? Oh, a wolf.
Just a farmer's dog, Nicky. There's a detective on every tree surrounding this glade. All of us are armed. If the knife hasn't a chance to get near you, dear.
I suppose he's given you a written guarantee. Someone's coming.
I'm right here, Nicky.
Oh, something's gone wrong. You got your gun?
Yes. Keep behind me. Here he comes.
Hi, Stroh.
Oh, it's Sergeant Fielding.
Dad, what is it?
Marshal, I just got word.
Nick, the knife struck again.
Again?
Oh, another successful attack. Where, Dad?
Back in New York, in the same park where the Stepley girl got it.
In the city, but how?
How? Who knows how? Come on. Back to headquarters. Phoebe, well, what's the hospital say?
Girl just died, Inspector.
Oh, the poor thing.
This is the cop that found her.
Hi, it's Officer Endicott again.
Hello, sir. Inspector Queen, I've made my written report.
I want to hear it, Endicott.
Yes, sir. I was making my usual 10:15 rounds in the park.
There in the park?
In the maze, Inspector. I wasn't in there 3 minutes when I heard a girl scream.
From inside the maze under
control? No, Sergeant. Outside, in this case. I ran out and started looking. Screams had stopped. It took me a few minutes to locate her. Finally, I found her. Frances Kahlberg of First Avenue, Manhattan. And by that time, she'd bled badly.
No doubt, I suppose. It was Nick the Knife's work, Endicott.
Both wrists slashed and the girl's face all cut up, just like the others. It was Nick the Knife, all right.
What was that time again, officer?
She screamed at 10 minutes of 10, Inspector. That's it.
What's it, Marshal?
Ellery, don't tell me...
Yes, Nicky. Now I know who Nick the Knife is.
But I don't understand it. None of our three suspects can possibly be Nick the Knife.
Why not, Inspector? Suppose one of them managed to give his trailers the slip tonight and came back to the city.
Impossible, Nicky. Just before we started out for Stonewood State Hospital, Ellery said it was 7 o'clock, that it was a 2-hour drive by fast car. That means the earliest we could have got there was 9 p.m. Even if you figure that we let them go as soon as we got there, at 9 o'clock, what's the earliest one of them could have got back to the city? The same 2 hours fast drive were 11 o'clock. But when was the attack in the city park tonight? At 10 minutes to 10. Over an hour before any of the three could possibly have gotten there.
Boy, three suspects and three eliminated.
Wait. Oh, what idiots we've been. There weren't just three suspects. There were four.
Four? But the only ones we found in the maze after the attack on Jane Stepley were Snow Summers, Trees Hodges, and Butcher Blutner.
Oh, no, Sergeant. There was one other man in the maze. Only you'd never dream of suspecting him. The policeman who supposedly found Jane's unconscious body. Officer Endicott.
Me, miss? Me, Nick the Knife?
Yes. With three of the four possibilities eliminated, the fourth must be guilty. And that's you. How's my logic, Mr. Queen?
Tell her, Dan.
Endicott can't possibly be Nick the Knife. Nick the Knife began operations in New York City last Christmas Eve.
And I told you myself, Miss P, that Endicott had just rejoined the force. He'd stopped a Nazi bullet a couple of weeks before VE Day, and that was May 8th. So, he was in the American Army in Germany, at least until the end of April.
So how could Endicott have been making attacks in New York once a week for over 30 weeks beginning last Christmas Eve?
Oh. Exit Officer Endicott. I'm awfully sorry.
It's quite all right, miss.
Yeah, well, where does that leave us? Four suspects and all four eliminated.
Why do you say there are four suspects, Dad?
Hmm? Yeah, because there were only four people in the maze during the attack on Jane Stepley.
There were five.
Five?
Who was the fifth, Ellery?
Jane Stepley herself.
Jane Stepley herself? But, Maestro, she was the one attacked with a knife.
And she attacked herself with a knife, Billy. No other possible conclusion. Only five people were in the maze during the attack, and four eliminated. So the fifth must be Nick the Knife. Yes, even if the fifth was the victim. It's not so strange. This homely woman, brooding over unattractiveness, became psychotic and began hunting and attacking girls who were pretty. Then what happened? Into the boarding house at which she roomed came a new boarder, a policeman. Now, you yourself, Endicott, told me how you'd keep running into her in the house. That's how you recognized her in the maze. To Jane Stepley's disordered mind, the sudden arrival of a policeman to live in her boarding house meant only one thing, that she was being watched. In cunning desperation, she decided to banish the policeman's non-existent suspicion that she was Nick the Knife by staging an attack on herself, on his beat, where he'd be sure to find her bleeding and unconscious. And she very nearly got away with it, poor thing.